Is it great news? The Dow Jones Industrial Average closes at an all-time high, surpassing its previous mark set in 2007 before the subprime mortgage collapse. A lot of people say, this shows that the economy is bouncing back. But do you feel that it is? Unemployment still hovering at 8%. American incomes went down 2.5% during the recession, which, believe it or not, the recession technically ended in early 2010. In the recovery, wages have gone down another 4.5%. So wages down, employment down. If the same number of people were in the workforce today that were in the workforce back in 2007, unemployment would not be almost 8%. Unemployment would be almost 11%. So while my 401k is thrilled, you know, while I am so happy that I said, you know what, we're going to ride out the storm. That's when the Dow was at like 6,800, something like that. And now it's above 14,000. But back when it was in under 7, I said, you know what, this is terrible, but I didn't get a 401k so I could invest it next week. I got it for my retirement. Ride out the storm. The market will come back. Well, the market is coming back. But that doesn't mean the economy is coming back. Here's Kentucky Senator Rand Paul as to why.
But I'm a little worried that some of the economic recovery, if we're getting it, is illusory in the sense that it's coming from quantitative easing. It's coming from this false sense of prosperity you get when new money comes into the system. But then once it chases goods long enough, prices rise, and there was an illusion of gain, an illusion of profit, but it's not really there. So I think it's still very tenuous. I think there is great pent-up prosperity that could come from the marketplace. But the way to do it's not by printing more money and not by creating more debt.
And that's what we've been doing. We've been creating more debt and printing more money. The Fed has been buying a lot of these securities. So the downside of all this is that it doesn't appear that the economy is resting on strong fundamentals right now. And so there isn't a sense of confidence on the part of business people about what's coming next. So much uncertainty about health care, with Obamacare now beginning to take effect. So that's why I'm as concerned as I am at this point. I'm pleased that the Dow is doing well. But for the average American, the economy continues to be in a recession. Peter Morici, one of our favorite economists, said, and I want to quote him here, with the Dow Jones average setting new records, it's important to recognize current stock prices are hardly extraordinary. Adjusted for inflation, stocks are well below their January 2000 peak and may have a long way to run. But much stronger economic growth is required if we want to see profits driven higher and sustain a bull market. Stock prices are helped by the Federal Reserve's bond buying, which I just mentioned to you, and having their thumb on interest rates, which is what Rand Paul just mentioned to you a couple minutes ago, and by cash-rich companies aggressively buying back stocks and boosting dividends, which is what a lot of companies did, including ours. Simply put, American CEOs are flush with cash, but they don't have enough opportunities to invest in organic growth in a slow-growing U.S. economy. In other words, they're not putting their money into new fledgling startups because they don't feel optimistic about the fundamentals of the economy right now. Again, to continue with Morici, to date, corporate profits have been driven higher mostly by U.S. firms thinning the ranks of their employees to accommodate slow-growing sales in this country, and by big gains abroad, which is about half of the profits of the Standard & Poor 500 companies. Again, half the profits are now earned outside the United States. His main point there is correct. A lot of the profits in the United States have been driven higher by companies laying off employees or turning full-time employees into part-time employees. So this is great news for the stock market, but it's not good news, fundamentally speaking, for American workers.